Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
I cheated on my boyfriend and didn't use protection. He didn't cum in me, but could I get pregnant from his pre-cum?
Many people are curious about pre-ejaculate. After all, educational messages about pre-ejaculate tend to follow the line of thought that suggests men and women are, as they say, better safe than sorry. Pre-ejaculate is fluid that comes from a man's Cowper's glands, which are small glands inside a man's body by his penis. This fluid helps to lubricate a man's urethra. In some men, this fluid is noticeable even when he is sexually aroused. A little bit might come out of his urethra during sexual excitement. In other men, pre-ejaculate is not noticeable. Regardless, there are no sperm in the fluids made by the Cowper's glands. As such, unless there are already sperm hanging out in the urethra that are then carried out by the Cowper's glands fluids, it is usually not possible to get pregnant from contact with pre-ejaculate. However, that doesn't mean that it's safe to have sex without a condom. Though pre-ejaculate usually does not contain many, if any, sperm, depending on whether any sperm were already in the urethra from a previous ejaculate, it still counts as a sexual fluid, and both men's and women's sexual fluids can pass sexually transmissible infections, or STIs. By having unprotected sex with another guy, you put yourself at risk for STIs from him. As such, you might consider getting tested for STIs such as chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, and HIV. Ask your healthcare provider about your risk for STIs and which tests would be recommended for you. If you have had oral, vaginal, or anal sex with your boyfriend since having sex with the other guy, then you also have potentially put your boyfriend at risk for STIs. Talking to your boyfriend about cheating on him takes a good deal of courage, but it might be something you'll want to consider. You might also want to examine the reasons why you cheated on your boyfriend and whether there are any lessons you can learn from the experience, including ways that you hope to grow closer to your boyfriend or whether your current relationship is one that you want to be in. To learn more about STIs, visit our website as well as the website of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention at www.cdc.gov.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenik, sexual health researcher and educator. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.